beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Verloc, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Yes, welcome to the program. Tonight's podcast is about dispelling science omniscience. So without further ado, let us begin. Well, you may have heard me on the radio the other day with Jaffe Ryder and Joe, sidekick Joe, on World Pirate Radio, and we were talking about psionics. Well, some of the time we were talking about psionics, and some of the time we were talking about the world and philosophy and different cultures. There's even an after hours segment of the show that was recorded, which really dived into some cool stuff. I hope that becomes publicly available soon, so I'd love to go back and listen to it. Anyway, so you might have heard that show and you're wondering, you know, if I could talk a little bit more perhaps about distinguishing between, you know, psionics as a science or psionics as magic, or what the heck is psionics anyway? I mean, where does science fit into all this? Well, it doesn't really, and yet it does. So let me explain. Now that I have the mic all to myself, I might as well delve into this a bit, and so please indulge. All right, so let me start off this topic by asking my listeners a question. Where does science come from? Give up? I'll give you a hint. It comes from the same place that magic comes from. Albeit, it comes from the same origin that religion comes from. All right, I'll spill the beans for you here. Essentially, what we're talking about, whether we're talking about magic or religion or scientific thought, we are speaking of the offshoots of metaphysics. Yes, indeed. It all began with metaphysics. And it may not have been called metaphysics prior to metaphysics, but essentially that's what it is. It goes back to the old days of Aristotle and his philosophies. And then some. I'm not going to get into the various philosophies of ancient Greek people. You know, it's been a long time since then. I'm sure we have our own ideas by now. No, we don't. Yeah, you're right. We do live in this dark age dystopia of reruns, and I mean, I hate to go off on a tangent here, but every time a new film comes out, it's a remake of something else that's already been made before. Have they run out of ideas or something? Yeah, it's sort of like, you know, going back to one of my earlier podcasts where I talked about, oh, the passing of Dr. G. Patrick Flanagan. Well, you know, Dr. Flanagan, when he first invented the neurophone, he couldn't get the patent for it. I mean, essentially what he was being told is, well, you're not supposed to invent something that's brand new. Oh, you have to reinvent something that already exists and sort of innovate it. And, you know, that's Dr. Flanagan was basically scratching his head going, "What? No, that's not called invention, that's called innovation. I'm inventing something new. By golly. You know, you people should be happy out there." I'm happy. I think it's fantastic. The neurophone. A device that, you know, can make deaf people hear and blind people see and increase your reading speed and learning ability by direct contact with the skin, is simply nothing short of amazing, okay? But this world that we live in is not ideal to geniuses. Unfortunately, it was made for the birds, as they say. That's really just a dodging way to say that the world's full of fucking morons. You know, sadly to say, but I guess that's true. That's all right. We don't all have to be geniuses, but have an open mind at least. And getting back to what I'm saying here, metaphysics, the quest for where does physical matter and consciousness meet, you know, it also dives into other things like morality. Does it have a direct impact on our circumstances in life? You know, who we are on the inside, is that projected outward, and does it manifest, and so on and so forth. Well, science basically came from metaphysics. So what is metaphysics? What is science? What is religion? What is magic? And then we'll get into what is psionics. I'll tell you what it is. It is human reasoning. Essentially, all of these things come down to human reasoning. Some reasoning more flexible than others, some reasoning based on the repeatability of certain observations, and so on and so forth. And then some reasoning based off of collective acceptable belief. Well, in that regard, science and religion are, you know, pretty, you know, near almost indistinguishable, except for the various steps one goes through in science in order to quantify and categorize various things. And if I'm not making sense, let me back up and restate that here. Essentially, what I'm saying is that when it comes down to it at the end of the day, it's not really a matter of if you followed the rules and scientific steps, scientific thinking, analysis, testing, experimenting, observing, recording. What really matters at the end of the day is the collective body that science serves. Is what you're saying fashionably acceptable to the whole? You know, a friend of mine, Mr. Maurice Cotterill, who authored the book Future Science, had actually talked about this once, that he was talking about subatomics or physics, and he mentioned that at one point in time, they didn't know how the molecules banded together. They didn't know how atoms held together. I think that's what he was talking about, how atoms held together. And so he said that back in the school days, we were taught in textbooks that atoms, they're held together by subatomic glue. If you catch that last part, glue, subatomic glue. Well, now there was no evidence for subatomic glue. It wasn't a mistake. It was simply made up to fill in the gaps of something that the absolutist could not explain. By absolutist, I'm talking about other scientists or bodies of people, minds within that group or body of people who make up that establishment of the scientific body. You know, Mr. Science says. Yeah, Mr. Science says this year wine is good for you and memory and might prevent Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or something like that. I'm not saying that it does. I'm just saying, you know, metaphorically. And then next year, oh no, wine might actually cause a lot of other problems for you or something, you know. And cheese and this and that and this and that and this and that, you know. Yes, yes, we've all heard Mr. Science says. But essentially, it's all about human reasoning. But what really exists out in the universe? Well, we have to say that what truly exists in the universe must be, in part, maybe even entirely, alien to human thought. Now, it's receptive to human thought, but there are certain parameters. There are literals. There are variables. There are protocols. And, you know, when we start speaking in those sort of terms, I start to think that, hey, you know, we might be living in some kind of a system of sorts. And I think that this is indeed something of a topic that came up in our conversation on the radio with Jaffe and Joe and me in the after hours segment. So I'm hoping they, you know, they release that segment on YouTube or something so we can go back and listen to that, because that was a good conversation. I think that's part of the conversation that I really dived into some hard areas and some things about me that some people maybe don't even know yet. But in any event, we were trying to tackle the, you know, the difference between science and human reasoning, which there isn't one. It is human reasoning. My belief, personally, is that out in the universe and in here, inside of our bodies, inside of everything, is something that already is and always was. You know, there's always the young man or striving to prove that he's right in the world, and then there's the old man, you know, fussing that his ways are still right, and then you have somewhere off in the woods the old wise woman, the wisdom, the village wisdom out there, who basically cackles to herself over her potions and says, "It always has been what it is. Nothing's new under the sun, young man." And she would be right. That old witch out in the woods would be right in that case. And I think in much the same way that today we can sort of metaphorically play that, you know, imagination in our mind and think about that, yeah, you know, there's really nothing new. Like when science suddenly discovers a black hole like M87, you know, swallowing a star, it's a scientific breakthrough. No, it's not a scientific breakthrough. Science was late to the party. It's always been there. You didn't invent it. Science was just late to the party. It's always been there. I mean, hell, you know, Stephen Hawking had dreamed this stuff. I'm sure other people projected similar ideas, maybe even as far back as earlier time periods throughout history, that such things could exist. I mean, they might have seen a whirlpool, a tornado or a typhoon or hurricane, and projected the idea that perhaps the rest of the universe out there rotates and has similar properties. So there could be these giant vortices, I should say, you know, roaming around in outer space, and they could be black holes. But that doesn't mean to say that there's no value in science. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying, I mean, obviously there is. I mean, because we can now project what is a black hole, you know. Is it a dying star? Is it a place where space and time ceases? Or is there a singularity at the center of a black hole? I mean, what is a black hole? We can think in much more sophisticated terms now based on some of the knowledge that we have. But that's part of it. And, of course, our instruments and machines and various formulas for working things out, how to quantify stuff. But essentially, it is human reasoning. That's really the bottom line. It's human reasoning. And so, therefore, psionics is also a form of human reasoning. And we when we tap into psionics, we are breaking into the world of stuff that dreams are made of. Not only dreams are made of, but wherein dreams give birth from the void of chaos into our reality of fixed order, a matrix operating system type of reality that we live in right now. So if you have any thoughts about this podcast, leave your comments or go to my website, contact contact me at realock.com/contact. And until next time, keep the magic high. This is your host, Tom Verlock, signing out.